Blog Talk Radio.
There is nothing more powerful than our grace and awareness. Welcome to my show, a show focused on mastering the inner conflict within our whole being. I'm Sheila Unique, a relationship coach, a master energetic intuitive. For over 20 years, I've been passionate about educating people like you on how to resolve everyday life problems in relationships of all kinds. We have a relationship with anything and everything in our lives, and how we relate with every one of those makes the difference. Today's relationship has to do with what I'll call our spiritual body. And for us to master any conflict related to the spirit inside of us, we need to understand some aspects related to spiritual type things. If I could start out by saying, we hear people use the term body, mind, and spirit. And when referencing the body or mind, we pretty much know what those are. However, there's often confusion around the concept involving one spirit. Well, collectively as a human race, there's conversation around the word spirit, which indicates the concept of having a spiritual body. And this show isn't about convincing you there is or isn't, but to acknowledge some aspects of life which are more inclined to be thought of as spirituality. Life experiences teach us things about us and our life's journey, and what we learn impacts us in a positive or negative way. Today I'm going to talk about a few things that may or may not be considered spiritual but have contributed to my spiritual growth. These things will be useful when it comes to understanding the different elements and how they influence our journey of growing spiritually. Thank you for being open to what I share. Personally, I feel my spiritual body has to do with my soul, my higher self, and my connection with my divine and the divine creator. My spiritual body communicates the language of my soul, which involves my relationship with life and life's purpose. My awareness, learning, and growing are all influenced by the connection with my soul. Our relationship with our spiritual body guides us forward in our day-to-day lives. It's ever-changing and grows with greater awareness. Growth involves having faith or trusting in the divine presence or something greater and more powerful than us. When establishing a closer relationship with a divine presence, we begin to recognize that our actions and the actions of others are divinely guided. When the natural functioning is disrupted or blocked, we experience conflict, causing life to become a struggle. We think negative things are happening to us because of what we did or didn't do. Conflict surfaces, causing us to question things like our purpose, our relationships, and where we happen to be in our life. And regardless of whether we believe in religion or spirituality, we still have a soul or conscience that influences our thoughts and feelings. And how we think and feel about different things further determines our choices and actions. For example, we know what we're doing is wrong and we could hurt another person, yet because we're angry, we do it anyway. Or we know what we're about to do could hurt another person and consciously we don't follow through with it. We know within ourselves it wouldn't be right to hurt another person. Now, it's important to say that either way of knowing and doing doesn't make us any more or less spiritual than the next person. Our soul is our true essence of ourself, our true self, and is that part of us that knows everything about us. Personally, I feel it's like I'm my soul and I'm watching me do things. It's really cool to experience that concept. We might try to control things around us and eventually realize it's not possible because there's something greater and more powerful in control. And even though things work or don't work in our life, we won't always know why. Have you experienced that? We won't always know why. Spirituality also involves things like fate, faith, and divine timing. For example, two people are walking through a park. Lightning strikes and only hits one of them. Or there's a carload of people who get into an accident and only one person survives. It's not uncommon to hear things like this in the world. These are examples of things that are unexplainable and might have to do with fate or destiny. Even though we can't see our soul or conscience, it's present with us all the time, whether or not we can relate to or even identify with it. Every experience we move through offers us an opportunity to grow from it and learn more about ourselves. Let's talk a bit about learning and unlearning. We innocently enter, we enter into this life not knowing anything. And along the way, we come to learn things, some of which are positive and negative things about ourselves. Perhaps we were told things like we weren't a good communicator or that we weren't good with people. Then we believed them to be true, and eventually we associated ourselves as being someone like that. Well, as we grow spiritually, we need to unlearn things like belief systems, the things that no longer make sense to us. To unlearn, we need to disassociate, disconnect, or detach from whatever it was we believed to be true. And when we do, we discover many wonderful things about ourselves. We discover we enjoy and are effective in communicating, or that we are good with people. Our life experiences are our greatest teachers, offering us many unique opportunities for some kind of learning. We learned, then we unlearned, and now we're relearning what our truth is based on our new experiences. It takes having the awareness to notice those things which no longer seem to be true for us. Now, moving forward, I want to touch on judgment and observation. Judgments are our opinions based on what we're thinking or believing to be true. Now, judgments are part of living life and necessary at times. For example, if we're choosing which airline we want to fly with, we make a judgment call based on our previous experiences with different airlines. When it comes to judgments, over time, I've learned one important thing about them. They're very different from observations. How? My experience showed me that judgment is observing something and then adding our own perceptions or opinions about what we think is or isn't happening. With observation, we notice the obvious facts about what's happening, without including our perceptions, beliefs, opinions, or judgments. Now, what would that look like? I'll share this example. Let's say we see there's a man drinking alcohol from a bottle. That's an observation and the obvious fact, which is different from making a judgment. When we judge, we add our perception of what we think is happening. We observe there's a man drinking alcohol from a bottle, and we think the man must be an alcoholic because he's not drinking from a glass. And then we add that he needs help with his addiction and think he must not have a job because he's always drinking. All kinds of additional thoughts accompany the observation of the obvious fact, some of which will or will not be spoken out loud. Judgment in this form creates conflict in relationships of all kinds. Give that a thought. When it comes to experiencing highs and lows in relationships, it is part of living life, and if I could add, a necessary part for our growth. Highs relate to the times when things are going good for us, and lows relate to the times when we're struggling. They impact any and all areas of our lives, independently or at the same time. For example, we're doing well in our occupation or with our finances, and we're struggling in our relationships with family. With the highs and lows in our lives, we won't know when or where the next high or low will be, or when some kind of healing occurs for us. Understanding the low times from our past can bring us much healing in our present situations. I know from myself, I've grown to be conscious of the fact there are highs and lows in every part of my life, even in my spiritual development. They're not for me to run away from, but to stay, to learn and grow through, which to me takes a lot of spiritual courage being, it just is all about spiritual courage helping me to grow as a person. Why spiritual courage? Because so many things in life don't make sense at all, and I mean so many. Yet, regardless of what we're struggling with, we still get up in the morning and keep putting one forward in front of the other, one foot forward in front of the other, moving about our day-to-day lives. Now, here's a question for you. Have you ever thought about whether or not you're changing within yourself? Did you know there's ways to measure if you're growing spiritually? It has been my experience that the most notable changes take place around the areas where we experience the greatest amount of unrest inside. That unrest manifests in our lives as struggle and or conflict, and it takes awareness, spiritual courage, and the grace of our divine to heal and resolve any unrest. Change happens inside before the change is visible around us. And let me give you this example. I was going through a time of major inner struggle. I was aware of my negative, unsupportive thoughts and how I was not very pleasant when interacting with people around me. And one morning I asked my divine for help related to the negative, unsupportive thoughts that were continually running through my mind. Then I went about my day. And sometime in the day I noticed my thoughts were different. And the things I was struggling with in my relationships were changing. I share this story as an example of what growing awareness does for us in our lives and what healing and resolution does for our relationships. I was aware of the major inner struggle I was experiencing before asking my divine for help. And then I was aware of my thoughts and behaviors and noticed how they had changed. I felt differently, was more content, and could feel more acceptance and love in my relationships. It was my awareness that grew, and the growth took place in my spirit. I knew things had changed inside, and those changes were then reflected outside of me. The change does happen inside before it's visible on the outside. Now, when it comes to measuring the growth of our spirit, we see growth in terms of our inner wisdom and awareness. When we have awareness of our unrest, it's like the light is shining on it, and we take the next step in the healing and resolving process. As the light continues to shine, we gain more and more awareness. We get to a place where the darkness has disappeared because of the shining light, leaving us with greater wisdom and divine grace. It has also been my experience that we can measure change in areas like these, the relationship with our divine. For me, the biggest change was I went from thinking my divine was outside of me up in the sky somewhere to actually knowing and feeling my divine within me. Then there's the relationship with other people around us. For me, I went from trying to change and fix them to actually having more love and acceptance for them. Instead of pointing fingers outwardly at others, I look more closely inwardly. A few more areas where we can measure change, there's the relationships with others, the relationship with ourself, with the rest of the world, with our problems, with knowing, with our thoughts, with time and energy, and the list goes on. Give that a thought. When you connect with those different areas, see what's changed over time for you. Now, have you ever noticed along your journey you've had advice from others as to how to live your life? I know I have. Some of the advice made sense and worked for me, and some didn't. I've learned it's not about the advice working or not working as much as it's about what we learned from the experiences. I believe our journey is unique and personal to us. We'll always find our way with growing awareness. And by the way, I'm aware I talk a lot about awareness. I'll have a whole show on this in the future. Now think about making decisions. We're guided down a path when deciding one way or another. And even if we don't decide, we're still guided. Trying something new gives us a result, and regardless of what the result is, we determine if that's what we want or don't want. Then we make another decision and are guided again. Life is about experiences, and the people, things, and situations will be presented to us at the most appropriate time for our maximum learning, growing, and healing. I want to touch on transformation a bit here. Transformation takes place when we become aware of our part in the unrest we feel inside and are committed to complete the healing process. Completion clears away all the unrest associated with our specific experience, both in the past and in the future, and this is a fact. It's cleared from the past, and because we don't need to learn anything more in relation to that experience, it's cleared from our future as well. An experience is complete when we transform inside. And for us to experience that transformation, we ourselves are responsible for doing our own inner work. The inner work related to the unrest that surfaces from moving through life. And through that movement, we've learned things creating misunderstandings for us. Those misunderstandings are comprised of things like misperceptions we come to believe about what was happening at the time. We've missed perceiving something about ourselves. Misunderstandings lead to pain and suffering and have created conflict for us and or others at different times in our lives. It's important to recognize that the conflict is present because of the unrest inside, And once we heal and resolve that unrest, the conflict comes to completion, resulting in transformation. Transformation begins inside, impacting everything inside and outside of us. Now, what is the purpose of our life? Well, it won't be what we think it is. It isn't just about gaining pleasure and being successful. We come to Earth to learn about ourselves. The purpose of life has to do with self-education, which takes place in this life-sized educational institution called the universe. And why do things happen? There's a divine intelligence running this whole universe. And for us to ask why things happen sends us in a never-ending circle of not knowing. Have you ever thought about that? Our minds continually challenge us with all kinds of questions as to what is or isn't happening. And those questions create conflict, leading us to think something is wrong with our life. Our life is unfolding exactly as it needs to be for us. Life delivers our experience, and what we do or don't do with those experiences is supposed to happen and forms part of that experience. I'll say that again. What we do or don't do with those experiences is supposed to happen and forms part of that experience. Our experiences are put in our path purposefully. It isn't easy to sit in our unrest, but when we heal and resolve it, people, things, and situations show up to support us through the healing process. People magically show up to help us in some way. Things and situations change, creating positive outcomes for us. And as we transform inside, the world around us changes, moving us forward in life. It takes spiritual courage to move through any problems that present themselves along the way. If we're meant to experience certain things in our lives, the divine will give those experiences if we want them or not. As much as we might spend the majority of time focused on controlling things outside of us, life will always manage to redirect our focus inwardly. Something happens causing us to do some kind of soul searching inside. Nothing is permanent because, of course, things have a beginning, a middle, and an end. And for me, living life has been more rewarding when I'm focused on learning how to make my life better. Not only is life better for me, but better for everyone I'm blessed to share it with. I never really know what will happen next or why it happens. I invite you to also consider this. The experiences we have in our life help us to have more compassion for others. Because things have happened to us, we're able to relate to others' experiences, and we even find we have more compassion for others when they're struggling. Give that a thought. I'd like to close a bit with, on the topic of surrendering. There'll be times when we're truly struggling with our problems, and we get to the point where we give the struggling over to our divine. We might not see immediately what has changed, which causes us to think we still have to struggle in some way. It's not uncommon to think we have to give the struggling over to our divine many times. But we do need to be in a place of surrender before we trust the struggling has changed. There are many reasons why our problems continue to exist. We won't always be able to get people to change or stop doing things because it's not always clear why they do or don't do things. When we've tried everything we can to resolve our problems and they continue, surrender is an option to consider. Surrendering problems is like handing them over to our divine to heal and resolve. And when we surrender, we let go of any need to struggle and trust our divine in handling everything for us. The divine is much wiser and knows how to help us and everyone involved. And if I could add, I know and appreciate there's some days when this is easier said than done. Why? Because there is a huge, and I mean huge, difference between trying to surrender and actually getting to the place of surrender. Based on my experiences related to surrendering, here are a few things to be aware of. First, just because we surrender doesn't mean our mind stops. It doesn't. Second, our divine was influential in getting us to the place of struggle and is also influencing our healing and resolving process. The third thing, what we think is our problem might not be our problem, leaving us with an illusion around what the problem was in the first place. This one is a big one. We think it's this problem, but the divine steps in and for some reason has to take care of us and everyone involved. Lastly, our divine handles our problems within us. We then see the problems resolved outside of us. Now, being aware of those things may help you going forward when it comes to surrender. We have a soul agenda in life. There's life lessons to learn, and we're either growing towards being in a peaceful state within ourselves or being in a state of conflict. For me, I continually challenge my own beliefs and perceptions. We need to look inside ourselves for the changes we want to make in our lives. Ignoring or avoiding things again and again doesn't create the changes we're looking for. Making changes involves healing unrest inside of us. After all, it's our unrest that surfaces for us to learn and grow through, resulting in healing of some kind. It's like our soul is helping us to work towards creating the life we want, which could be to love and accept ourselves and others. Life happens because our soul is guiding us forward with the grace of the divine. And with growing awareness, we come to appreciate the divine hand in anything and everything. Yes, that there is something greater and more powerful guiding us through each new day. Now, in this show, I focused on talking about things I considered to be of a spiritual nature. Going forward, you'll want to hear about my whole take on how our energy is our source of power. Next week's show is focused on the energetic body. If you want to learn more about topics like this one, check my best-selling book, Relatefully. And if you want to learn more about me and the work I do, go to my website, www.theuniqueapproach.com. I'm Sheila Unique, relationship coach and master energetic intuitive. I do private and group sessions focused on healing and relationships of all kinds. As a trainer and speaker, I'm passionate about guiding people to build authentic relationships from the inside out. I wish you so much wonderment and joy as you move forward, mastering the inner conflict within your whole being.